And joining us in the studio to talk synchronicity, it has been a little while, Chris Mackie. Hello, Chris. Welcome back.
Yay.
Hi, Daryl. Hi, Roxy. Good to see you guys again.
It is so lovely to see you, Chris. We were just saying through a series of commitments and travel and different things that you've been doing and the Geelong Cup, we haven't managed to get you in the studio for a while.
Thank God for that. I thought it was something you said.
Right. So it's good to be back.
And then there was that thing I said. But anyway, we got over that. And now here
finally
you are.
Finally got over it. I'd take a little while sometimes, yeah.
Nothing wrong with holding a grudge, Chris.
What has been happening in the world of synchronicity for you?
Well, look, a number of really good things have been happening. It was wonderful while overseas to be able to meet my book publishers at Watkins in London. And, yeah, look, I wanted to visit them to partly to say hi because a rare chance to catch up with them and maybe make a few videos about synchronicity, which we'll be posting on the web soon. But, yeah, but it's great to discuss things with them, and they offered for me to write a second edition of the book.
Yay! That's exciting.
Yeah, so I'm excited about that. And it'll have a little bit of a shift in title to the positive psychology of synchronicity.
Which is exactly what synchronicity is.
Yeah, well, often amazing coincidences. I think one of the things about synchronicity, which is those really uncanny coincidences that almost make the hair stand up on your neck, and they often do two main things. One, it leads you to feel a greater connection with other people because there's some like amazing encounter and you think that was just the right time to meet that person. You know, that was meant to be. And then the other thing is sometimes it leads to an amazing opportunity coming up. Like someone might think, look, I feel like going in this direction or doing something like working on some project. And then something comes up to give you a free kick.
Yeah.
And you think that's just amazing. It's like the universe working with you.
Yeah.
And so in positive psychology, we talk about things boost your well-being if they lead to a positive mood, or you're more engaged in what you're doing, or it gives you a sense of meaning or achievement, and also it helps your relationships. And I think synchronicity does those things, and that's what I'd like to highlight. And in just especially rewriting an introduction to the book to say that I think that these amazing coincidences, if we notice them, and we notice them more when we, I think, use our intuition to respond to them, it can give you these free kicks and either amazing connections with other people just at the right time, or it helps you feel like you're on the right track in some way. It's like an affirmation, like a tick from the universe, you're on the right track.
And we've often said that, haven't we, Daryl? Like when you're really open to it, that's when stuff comes your way.
Usually.
You notice it.
Now, if you do have a story on synchronicity, you can always give us a call right now. 522-999-939.
Me, I've got one.
Oh, really? We hear about your stories all the bloody
time. Yeah, well, we can hear about somebody else's
522-999-939 if you've got a story. What's your story of synchronicity,
Well,
Ross?
I was saving it for when Chris got back. So in the past, you know, if you've just, for those playing along at home, you know that I've got this thing about number three. And the last 10 houses, I've lived in about 25 houses, but the last 10 houses I've lived in have had the number three in them. So,
and I believe that your daughter thought you would only buy a house if it had the number three in it.
Yeah, she actually thought that that was something I deliberately did, right. Which wasn't the case. Just recently, we found out long story short, but we were renting a house. We found out they wanted to sell it, so we had to find another house to rent because we're building another place. So anyway, long story short, we found what I thought was the perfect house. It ticked all the boxes. I said to my fella, here's the perfect house. He said, I don't like it. I don't want to be there. And I said, but it ticks all the boxes. And he said, I know, I just don't like it. It was number two in the street.
Ah.
Now, I thought, no, this is ridiculous. Mm-hmm. We're going to apply for it because it ticks all the boxes.
Yes.
So we applied for it. Funnily enough, we knew the people who owned the agency, we knew the property, we had a connection to the property manager, all of these things. And we thought, oh, this is a shoo-in. We've got this house for sure. We didn't get it.
Wow.
And I said to the universe, I was in the car, and I said, well, universe, you better have a better house for me there somewhere that's even better than that one. Not, I didn't say you'd better. I said, I hope you have. And then lo and behold, we found another place that is absolutely perfect, a much better house, so incredibly happy there. Didn't have all the connections or anything like that, but we got that house.
And the punchline, what's the number?
30.
Oh, wow.
There you go.
It keeps the pattern.
We're talking synchronicity with Chris Mackey, who's been away for a while, but he's back now and it's all good. We're talking about those, well, some people call them sliding door moments, but
yes.
It's all synchronicity, isn't it? It's when something happens that's just too, well, tricky to be a coincidence.
And feels after, like it's yeah. meant to have happened.
And I think that's the thing that can kind of give the extra boost and encouragement. Like that example that you used with your house, it's not that you switch off all logic. It's not that you think we'll just go on a coincidence and we won't be rational anymore. It's good to be rational. It's good to weigh up our logical reasons why we might look to buy a house. And you thought those logical reasons were pointing to the house that was like number two.
That's right. Yeah.
But then it's strangely... things happen in a certain kind of way and that doesn't work out, you find something else which is even better and it turns out to have the number 3, number 30, continue that pattern. And I imagine it just helps your feeling of engagement with that house and connecting with your new house.
Yeah, without a doubt, without a doubt. And it was really interesting when my partner, because he hadn't seen the house, the number 30 house, and I'd already applied for it.
Yeah.
And then he saw it and he said, oh, you know, you did good. This is great. And he really didn't like that first house. But, you know, it's just, that's how it happens. It's not like I wouldn't have applied for the first house.
Yes.
Because that's my logical brain saying stop being silly,
yes,
of course.
Yes.
But the universe had other ideas.
And I think just noticing that's a way of showing how our rationality and being logical can exist alongside noticing these patterns. But I think that when people do notice these patterns, like your feeling of connection with your new house and the boost that you get from that, I just think that's a good thing to notice. I think that's part of positive psychology.
Yeah, it was only the other day, actually, I looked at the house and I thought, it's not a very attractive house, but I really love it. Isn't that funny?
Yeah, something to do with the number 3 over there.
Well, you're still going to have to convince your daughter that you're not just buying houses for the 3 in them. You've still got a problem convincing her, I think.
Yeah, no, I think that it's getting to borderline now because there's been one too many houses. Now it's just getting creepy. It's not synchronicity anymore.
It's just weird.
It's just weird. Hey, if you've got a story, you can always give us a call and we can get you on when Chris is back. Or you can send us an email and tell us your story if you don't want to come on and tell it on the air. But Chris Mackey, synchronicity, as always, an absolute pleasure. And we'll catch you when you're in the studio next.
Can't wait to read the new edition.
Thanks, Roxy.